world tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is...
Join the legions of freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping, God-fearing people that are letting their voices be heard.
Mr. President.
Scott, I'm getting on the airplane.
Them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you'd like to go online and check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my personal Facebook, please do. Bradley Double E Dean on Facebook. Bradley Double E on Facebook. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1. Again, it's BradleyDean1. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And for those that didn't know and for those that do know, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And just a heads up for this up-and-coming election, America, this is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America, this up-and-coming election. And keep in mind, as I'm sure many of you seen last night, America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. Keep in mind, when you're dealing with leftist folks, such as this criminal in the White House, you have to keep in mind that what he says, he means the opposite. Black is white, and white is black. It's an old communist game they used to play on the people's mind control, brainwashing technique, and that's exactly what you see today. And I want to tell you what my father says about people that do that kind of stuff. He says, woe for those that put light for darkness and darkness for light, for evil for good and good for evil, bitter for sweetness and sweetness for bitter. So when he says one thing, folks, especially this administration to this degree, you have to pay attention. When he says he's doing one thing, he's actually doing the opposite. He's actually doing the opposite. For example, the State of the Union yesterday, he was talking to the American people by telling them, you know, it only takes a little common sense to see that those that have should pay a higher tax rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to those that don't pay such a high tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? And he said it's only common sense that people can figure that out. Really.
Why do we have a tax rate?
I'm just kind of curious to know what kind of a tax rate you pay. And it's also interesting that this is the guy that's capping on people that have wealth in this country,
mm-hmm.
when he's the guy that took our deficit up to $16 trillion. So you didn't pay attention to that, though, do you, folks? It's called sleight of hand. Whatever he says on the left, he's doing on the right. Whatever he says on the right, he's doing on the left. If this man doesn't give the definition of tyrant or despot, I would like to know what it does. I'd like to know the definition of what it takes for the American people, or what it's going to take for the American people to wake up to what this individual is doing on a daily basis. But what is the definition of a tyrant? I want to know. People in America think that it could never happen here, and the fact of the matter is, it's happening here on a daily basis. On a daily basis, you are being targeted. And everybody wants to just stand back and say, oh, you know, he could never be doing that. No, are you paying attention to the fruit on his tree? Or are you just paying attention by what he says? Because what he has to deal with in this up-and-coming election, speaking of, is he does have a record now. And he doesn't want you to know what his record is if you haven't been paying attention, folks.
Usually when people get to the point where they say it could never happen here, it's because they weren't paying attention. It's already happening when they're saying it could never happen. Vigilance is the price of our freedom. That's what the even exchange is. If we want to be free, then we've got to be vigilant. And if you're vigilant, you truly know that your enemies, your adversaries, are always trying to go for your foundation.
Yeah.
At this beginning of this country, when we had it, there was always enemies trying to overthrow it. There was always people that hated liberty. So those that understood liberty wouldn't say, well, this would never happen in a million years. No, they said, I'm on the front lines. I'm watching it. If I go to sleep for a second, my enemy's all over me.
Yeah.
So it can happen, and it will happen, so long
as
you get
your eyes
closed.
It is happening.
And the very concept that you would say it could never happen proves that you haven't been paying attention, because it is happening. That's correct.
What we're going to do is, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Saul Alinsky student named Barack Obama. And I'm going to play a couple sound bites for you. I think some of them are going to be quite shocking, revealing, eye-opening, good stuff. And I think people need to hear for themselves as to the degree that this individual is willing to go to create chaos so they can bring in a new world order, as Mr. Saul Alinsky's student Barack Obama has already said over in Europe. Apparently the American people weren't paying attention to that neither. Apparently they weren't paying attention to the fact of the matter that the tree is falling, or the fruit is falling from the tree now onto the American people. And he's just hoping that you forget of what he's done over the last 3 years so he can do it again for the next, you know, 4 years in advance. Isn't it interesting, just food for thought again, another rabbit trail real quick. Isn't it interesting, folks, I heard another debate today. Isn't it interesting how Fox is constantly pushing up Romney? Okay, we have over on the other side of the aisle here, we have Gingrich, who's taken the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting that they have these two fighting, and the Obama administration loves it? But I got a question for you. Where's Ron Paul in this mix?
Mm-hmm.
The other question is, where's Rick Santorum, who himself also won a straw poll?
Mm-hmm.
How come he's not in the mix? How come we're hearing very little about the other two candidates, folks? Mm-hmm. Because the game is being played out in front of you. Now, another point is, if it wasn't, why America, for the most part, when debating, why is the Constitution brought up very little? Because I'll tell you why. If it was brought up, there would be no debate. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the student in the White House, Barack. Barack.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others. And that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dun, 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 dun. We just caught wind, folks, that the intro was botched. Sorry. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E. If you'd like to go on and follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Now, right before the break, folks, what I was talking about is why is it America, for the most part, when debating, why is the Constitution brought up very little in their discussions and in their debates? Why? Because if it was, the Constitution was brought into it, or the laws of the land were brought into the debate, there would be no debate. And see, this is what people have lost sight of, is who we are as a people, and what happens is people just tell them something, and they ram it down their throat through the media, and then they believe it, when in fact they don't even have their feet on the rock to show them what's right and what's wrong, because they have no understanding of where they came from. So therefore, how do they know where they're going?
Yep.
It's just that foolish. What's dividing this nation, folks, is that no one is reciting our founding documents or our laws. That's the problem. And the fact of the matter is the answers are right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm. And they always have been. They were historically laid so that they would be. I mean, it's kind of like
everywhere. That's why we have monuments. That's why we have statutes in some cases. And so on and so forth. I mean, you can't go to Washington, D.C. and now you can't go into a civil building and not know who we are.
It's written
Hello.
Stone.
You can't go to your preambles in your states and not know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't go to school without knowing who we are. Well, they're trying to eradicate that.
Can't come into this country without knowing who you are.
No.
Or who we are.
You have to pass the test first, right?
You can't become a president without knowing who we are. Now, this is what gets interesting.
I mean, and the last thing you want to do is ask the president of these United States for his birth certificate, because what will happen is the media will jump on that bandwagon and then vilify you for asking the question, when in fact they should be vilifying him for the proof that he is a natural-born citizen. Hello.
Just show it.
Yeah, I mean, that's difficult.
Oh, yeah, that's
But
really
you,
hard.
Birther.
Listen
let's,
to
let's
you.
Let's talk down on him condescendingly.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, can't go for that one.
I love mathematics. So if you're in a math class, going back to the constitutional principle.
So does...
There's an answer.
So does Hillary Clinton.
She loves mathematics?
She loves it. 2 + 3 can... equal out to be
that's
whatever
the new
they
mathematics,
want. Oh, okay,
right?
Gotcha. All right.
Because we got to change things.
Sorry.
Right? So if you're a math teacher, Your job is to instruct students on how to get to the answer, the best, most effective, most
teacher
economical is probably not the word, but the most effective. Boy, this word is really escaping my mind right now. The quickest way to get to, the most efficient, there we go, the most efficient way to get to the answer. Now, today, in these debates, what they do is instead of saying the problem, you know, 3x in algebra, 3x plus 1 equals 9, 10. X equals 1, we know that. You can find an efficient way to find that problem. But now what they say is 3x plus 1 equals, and they put a question mark, and then they ask the people debating, what do you feel? They take the Constitution out of the equal sign. Again, that's the fixed standard. You can't change what anything equals. When you go to Hillary Clinton, 2 plus 3 equals, well, then they ask her, well, what does it equal? What do you feel it equals? And then they stack it against maybe like Condoleezza Rice or something like that.
Yeah.
You can't change fixed standards, though. And that's what they're doing. They're changing the fixed standard.
That's right. And what they say is, well, we don't want to condemn them because they think that's what equals.
Yeah, so we don't want to pick on stupid people because they didn't study hard enough to find out what the real answer was.
That's right.
And we don't love them enough to teach them what the real answer is. We'd rather have them make up their own. And we see what that happens in economics. What happens to our debt? We spend money that we don't have. And then what happens? Trouble is at the end of it. But they keep shuffling it down on generation after generation and hoping that that generation won't wise up so that when they're out of here, when they're dead, they're gone, they don't suffer the repercussion of it. But there is a payday for this. You can't take the Constitution out of a debate. You can say, there's the Constitution, here's what it says. Now, how do you think we should get here, not change what here is?
Here's a good question for the older folks out there. I want to ask you the question. Would Barack Obama, would he have been voted in the 1960s?
Impossible.
I'm asking the question. If that's the case, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. Would this president, because America's dummied down so much now, would he have been able to pass the litmus test back in the 60s the way that he came in? And would he have gotten away with the things that he had gotten away with today had it been in the 1960s? 1-877-807-9977. When you were talking, because we were talking about the foundation.
The standards.
That's right. Teacher, I was chuckling a little bit because here's the definition of teacher. You ready for this, folks? An instructor, preceptor, a tutor, one whose business or occupation is to instruct others. Second meaning, one who instructs others in religion, a preacher, a minister of the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's just you can't get away from who we are, folks. Noah Webster, at the beginning of this dictionary here, Webster's 1828, it says right in the beginning of it, it says that he who has taught millions to read and yet not one to sin. Mm-hmm. But see, we've gotten away from the standard of what real grace is, what the gospel of Jesus Christ is, and who it is we are. And where we came from.
And who's the author of liberty.
That's right.
And where do we get our rights?
Yeah.
All of these things are rooted in the Bible.
Okay.
We know we get these things from God.
So again, I'll ask you one more question. Would Barack Obama had it passed the litmus test in the 1960s? Would he have became the president in the 1960s? If you're that old, if you're, how do I say that in a nicer way? If you have
that much wisdom,
we'll go with that one. If you have that much wisdom, please give us a call and let us know what your thoughts are. 1-877-807-9977. Now let's get over to our topic really quick. We're talking about Saul Alinsky and Barack Obama. And what I was talking about right before the break as well is how what he says, you've got to look the other way. And by the way, it's an old communist tactic. Okay? If you say white, you really mean black. And if you say black, you really mean white. It's that they're completely backwards. They are assaulting the truth. And it's humorous to me to spit against heaven. Because sure enough, you're going to fall on your back sooner or later using these tactics. But they're demonic. And it's devilish. And by the way, it's satanic.
That's right.
Okay, so let's lay out this premise. Let's start this show with this. This is Jay Carney, the clown. You guys all know who Jay Carney is again?
Yeah.
And he just keeps stepping in it.
Bozo, Gonzo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Played the...
Yeah, he's the clown. He's got music behind him, the marching band.
Stay
and all
with
that.
Me, yeah? Okay, so in process, he was asked the question by a reporter. I'll let the reporter ask him the question, but he's asking him about Saul Alinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Go ahead and play it, Gary.
Newt Gingrich keeps saying on the campaign trail that the president's vision comes from Saul Alinsky, the community organizer. I haven't heard you ask about that.
But the president's background as a community organizer is well documented in the president's own books. So his experience in that field obviously contributed to who he is today. But his experience is a broad-based one.
He just doesn't know how to answer the question without...
Was he selling his book?
No,
I thought he was selling his book.
Here's what Jay Carney's doing.
Buy his book.
Everything but answering the question. Yeah. It's in his book. Okay, it's in his book what? Yes, indeed, that he is a Saul Alinsky student. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just answer the question, Jay?
Yeah.
Is that hard for you to do? That's what he asked you. Okay? So what happened is once he answered that to the best of his line ability,
But he didn't answer it.
No, he didn't answer the question.
Yeah, okay.
This went to another program. Mm-hmm. And when it went to another program, a lady named Monica Crowley brought up Saul Alinsky, and this is who Saul Alinsky is, because the debate was, the question mark was, is Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, influenced by Saul Alinsky? Mm-hmm. And everybody's saying, judge him by his fruit. Yes, indeed he is. But look at how far Monica went with this topic. Go ahead and play that piece.
And so we're
okay, first of all, let's keep in mind who Saul Alinsky was and how he directly influenced Barack Obama. Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals in 71 and dedicated it to Lucifer. He was the godfather of the leftist. Yes,
what's Satan. Lucifer?
I'm not making it up.
Okay.
Lucifer.
It wasn't Lucifer Schwartz.
No.
It was just Lucifer.
I don't think Lucifer's a Jewish name.
It wasn't Murray Lucifer Schwartz. No. He dedicated it to Lucifer. This is the godfather of the leftist movement. Barack Obama, and it came out of Chicago. Barack Obama, when he got to the University of Chicago, actually taught Alinsky 101 as a course there. So let's not
try
to...
Is that what it was called?
It was basically called Alinsky Tactics 101. Barack Obama actually taught. But keep in mind the broader point about Alinsky, and this is why your point about Obama now having a record that we can marry to his philosophy and the tactics of Saul Alinsky. This is where it's so important. Alinsky talked about organizing minorities and other groups to articulate their grievances,
yeah, get with
listen carefully,
their grievances, which the community organizer like Barack Obama helpfully supplied to them, so that they would mobilize against the establishment,
well,
the
wrong,
have versus
Ford?
The
wait,
have
wait.
Not.
Oh. Organize against the established what?
He gives them their grievances.
No. Wait a second. Established them against who? And who are they? The poor against the what? The establishment. You have to get rid of the ones that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you the question, folks. Is that what Barack Obama has been doing since he's been in office? That's exactly what he's been doing since he's been in office. As a matter of fact, Saul Alinsky's student Barack Hussein Obama said during the election eve of 2008, he said, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. What do you mean? He wants to change you at the base, at the foundation. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally means primarily, originally, essentially at the foundation.
That's right.
Wow. We're going to come back and we're going to keep talking about the Saul Alinsky student, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And this is the guy that was given the State of the Union to the United States of America yesterday. As he's saying again, the opposite of what he has been doing. Yes, it is. We'll be right back after this. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from Affinity Health Products. LoseItSnooze.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose It Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomats.com, spelled Biomats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking about the Saul Alinsky student, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. It's interesting that he taught a class out of the University of Chicago as a community organizer with the likes of Alina Kagan. We've exposed her several times for what she is. Mm-hmm. And also Cass Sunstein, mm-hmm. who wants to give animals attorneys mm-hmm. so they can fight for their rights.
They're teaching some good things.
And
in
he's
Chicago.
Also an advocate of polygamy, and he's a real piece of work. But he mm-hmm. came out of the same college, by the way.
Lots of liberty, and as I just found out after listening to Monica.
Liberty for everyone.
No doubt.
Even Lucifer.
Then is that liberty? Saul Alinsky, he taught his tactics in college. Now, the best way to get versed on something is to teach it, actually, because once you teach it, it goes through you. Now you know how to apply it. And as you see what he has done, as she just brought up before, when these community organizers come to the table and they need to find their poor, oppressed people, because those are generally the best people that are
that's
angry,
why you create,
they're
huh?
on their seat.
Yep.
That's why there's always the uprising of peasants, etc., over in Europe. You find somebody and then you give them their grievances. That's the key. The poor yep. don't even really necessarily know what their grievances
let's say,
are.
Let's say in layman's
one.
Terms, you give them their rights, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You give the oppressed their rights. You yep. you teach them that they're so oppressed that someone's got to come in and
that's
give
right.
them rights. Well, that's what they do.
And
it's
somebody,
under the delusion of law.
And there's an enemy taking those rights from them. So then you can identify two people. You polarize two different people. You have the haves, the have-nots, whatever you want to call
we'll
them. You have the
that,
rich,
yep.
you have the poor. You have different classes. So then you start a war between the two. And you're the savior with
you
the
mean
lower
like,
class.
Wait a second, like class warfare?
That's exactly right.
Is that what's been going on here?
Different classes.
Well, hey, it comes from the organizer himself.
That's right.
All right.
And these are tactics that are studied rather than study the creation and how things are supposed to go and bring in the Constitution. We create our whole new paradigm.
That's right.
We start to teach and instruct people in a whole new education, like, you know, animals have rights
yeah.
and the rest of his cronies
so
have certain ideas.
So, in fact, when you're talking about the left, you're actually identifying these people.
Yep. If you,
okay,
you,
so and I've said this so many times before. The right wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time.
That's right.
So you tolerate a left because, as I've again said, mm-hmm. we have one constitution,
that's
not two,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, but why do we have a left in the first place? Again, because the right's not doing what it should be doing.
Yep.
So you have a student named Barack Hussein Obama mm-hmm. who actually came down from the housetop under Saul Alinsky, who was a community organizer from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he was also a self-proclaimed rebel, sorry. His entire life, folks, was devoted to organizing and listening. Listen careful. Mm-hmm. This is Saul Alinsky, Obama's teacher. His entire life was devoted to organizing a revolution in America to destroy a system he regarded as oppressive and unjust. How come the mainstream media is not talking about this the way they should be?
Well, that would be scary, right?
No, they're debating again. No, 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 wait a second. Folks, is this legal? No, it's illegal. But that's what this individual's been promulgating since he's been in the office. And so, in other words, instead of having to work for what you get, you just go after someone to get what they've got.
And you use those people that are supposedly the enemy's money to do that, to go get your army. Here's another thing, too, is there's nothing wrong with community organizing. I want to say that. That's actually very good.
But that's why they named it community organizer, Jake.
And
they didn't just call themselves, hey, listen, we're rebels and we're coming forward. No, 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 wait a second. They're not calling themselves. Because you can say rebels are good or you can say rebels are bad.
Yeah.
What are they rebelling against, the good or the bad? That's what makes them good or bad.
And you brought up revolution. This is where terms and semantics get important, because revolution is generally when you change the foundation, the structure of everything. When we had our war of resistance, the Revolutionary War, the War for Independence, whatever you want to call it, our founders were community organizers. That's exactly what they were. Not in the way that Mr. Obama is, because what was the premise for their organization?
You're right.
God has given men rights.
And that's righteousness.
That's right.
Yes.
Because now they apply a law and said, look, the king is breaking this law.
That produces life.
There was no haves, have-nots. There was right and wrong. It was clearly laid in the sand. The problem with this type of community organizing that comes out of Chicago, and Miss Hillary Clinton is in this mix too, there's a whole host of them, they don't look to God as their standard. They are the standard. They hate God. They're trying to destroy his standard.
Well, Saul Alinsky himself said that this book was dedicated to Lucifer. That's
right.
What Saul Alinsky, Obama's teacher, said. Mm-hmm. I didn't say it. He said it.
Yep.
It's interesting, Saul Alinsky, a self-proclaimed rebel, also stated, let me give you the definition of the word. One who revolts from the government to which he owes allegiance. That's treacherous, folks.
Yep.
That's his teacher.
Mm-hmm.
One who revolts from the government to which he owes allegiance, either openly renouncing the authority of that government or by taking arms and openly opposing it.
That's right.
A villain. One who disobeys his lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And
the other question is, let's put the definition to a rebel there.
Mm-hmm.
Obama put his hand on that Bible and he swore that he would uphold the Constitution, so help me God.
Mm-hmm.
Is he doing that? No. So he's a rebel for the wrong reasons, and he's an illegal rebel working against the established law.
Hey, and go back to King George. It was the same reason. He swore an oath to protect the colonists, and he said it was under God. He claimed God as his standard. So the colonists came up and said, okay, if God is your standard, here's what God said. You're breaking this, therefore you're the rebel. We will resist you. We will overthrow, because a lot of these terms, again, they're going to blend them into, well, what about our founders? Look what they did. What was the premise for how they did it? And just as you brought up Saul Alinsky, this is literally what he said. We told you he dedicated to Lucifer. But this is, quote, lest we forget an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical.
Mm-hmm.
We know who his example is here, folks. From all our legends, mythology, and history, the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively, they at least won his own kingdom?
Yeah, he sure did.
Lucifer.
Yeah.
So you tell me how you're going to reason with a mindset that's using Lucifer as their hero because he won his own kingdom?
The greatest underachiever known to mankind.
Exactly.
And they've been deceived by him. They're that foolish to be deceived by him again, as Lucifer laughs at these idiots.
So then their tactics is they need an army. Well, the only army that's going to join people that love Lucifer is this army.
Yeah, don't get ahead of me on this topic, though.
Okay.
Because it's important. You don't get ahead of me. You're already jumping up in the front of the notes here. Alinsky model is to undermine the system and then see what happens, quote, unquote.
Yeah.
No, no, no,
no consequences.
That's it, folks. That's it. That's all they want to do. Again, the Alinsky model, is this what you're seeing in the Obama administration? Yes, it is. To undermine the system and then see what happens. They don't care about the result.
There's no consequence in their mind.
To take power from those that have and give it to the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is the Alinsky model. Political annihilation and a destructive assault on the established order. Again, as Jake just said, Satanism. Saul Alinsky said that. Who else would do that? Right? It was the Obama folks that said, we are the ones that everybody's been waiting for before he became the president. What do you mean, everybody? Well, 1962, they eradicate, they lower the law.
That's right.
Therefore, nobody's guilty anymore. Right? So they create a bunch of rebels over the last five generations. And then here you have Obama saying, we're the ones that everybody's been waiting for.
Come,
what do you mean?
Them.
In other words, okay, we've dummied everybody down. Now I'm going to come in as the hero, and I'm going to press, and I'm going to give you what the haves got to give to the have-nots.
That's right.
That's what he said. Oh, and by the way, just a side note, Hillary Clinton did her thesis on Saul Alinsky's theories. Her title was, There is Only One Fight. Don't, folks, when you fall for the line that there was a debate going on between Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton for the presidency, folks, you have got to be kidding me. This is Clinton's administration with a black man in office. That's all. That's who these people are.
Just like Bill was.
And and Bill Clinton, my God, said it was okay to kill a baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So remember what I said a couple minutes ago. Undermine the system, and then you see what happens. Now, if I go over really quick, and I can see what Hillary Clinton rightly said, it's going to blow you away. She said, to the Alinsky radicals, democracy means getting those who are in, listen carefully, out. I'm trying to just drop it on you and back it off. So you can get what I'm saying here. I'm trying to back it off so you can be educated on this. Listen again. Hillary said to Alinsky radicals, democracy means getting those who are in, out. Their goal is to mobilize the poor and oppressed. Let me ask you the question. Who created the poor and the oppressed?
Mm-hmm.
The government did. For what purpose? Obama's people? We're the ones that everybody's been waiting for? For what? To go against the establishment. What are they doing? Who's behind Wall Street? Huh? Occupy Wall Street? Who's behind all of this? Who keeps bringing up class warfare? Who's creating class warfare? Who's demoralizing through promulgating homosexuality and abortion?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Who's doing this, folks? His administration. You have a $16 trillion deficit. Who got it there? He did. And he's talking about how rich people need to pay their portion. Well, whose dime is it on, folks? It's on your dime. It's not on his dime. Who's doing the destructive? Who's doing the annihilation here? That's all I'm asking you. I'm going to give you the number one more time. 1-877-807-9977. That's all you have to do, folks, to see a tyrant like this is read your Bible. You know what? It comes down to something called common sense.
Yep.
The man does not know how to tell the truth. If he doesn't know how to tell the truth, are you going to sit back and tolerate this individual to serve for four more years? Oh, and by the way, himself, not we the people. Just keep that in mind. When I talk about servitude with this president, it's not about we the people. It's about him and his administration that are bullying you and the American Constitution and your religious freedoms. You want to open the door for that? Well, then just stay idle. Don't do anything. Because it'll all go away. It really will. And so will you sooner or later. Regardless if you like that or not. I go on. This is Hillary Clinton. Hillary concludes her thesis with these words. Alinsky is regarded by many as the proponent of dangerous socio-political philosophy. But democracy is, and then she wants to talk about how we're a democracy when in fact we're not. Democracy is understood by the American founders is not the most radical of all political faiths, like Hillary said, or if it is, they regarded it as dangerous enough to put checks and balances in the way to restrain it or prevent them to do it. New students into this radicalism would be why they wanted to organize. They said that they wanted to help people. They want to organize by the cry, we want to help you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you is their cry. Help you with what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just play their emotions. Tell them how bad they have it. And sooner or later, they're going to believe it. And when they believe it, what's going to happen? They're going to work against the establishment. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to keep talking about the Saul Alinsky student, Mr. Barack.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last call out, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Last segment. Remember what I was talking about right before the break? Let me give you a quote by Mr. Roosevelt. He said, "People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made." Who's the greatest food stamp president in our history? Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Let me tell you what the president back in the 40s said again. "People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made." Did you see the word made? Mm-hmm. Who's making them, folks? We're talking about Saul Alinsky's student, yep. Barack Hussein Obama. And what's the other thing they like to do? You know, their cry is, "We want to help.
We need to do something."
Yes, yes.
It's an emergency!
It's always, you know, that's another point. Why is it always an emergency? William Pitt, the younger, said this. He said, "Necessity is a plea for every infringement of human freedom." What do you hear constantly from this administration? "We got to pass it through. We got to hurry up and get it through." Listen to what he said again. William Pitt. "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves."
So the slaves say, "Well, we needed to do it."
It doesn't get better than the way we're saying it right now. It does not get better. It doesn't.
Yep. So those hungry and without a job, then first you've got to create people that are hungry and
that's
without
right,
a job.
Said the president back in the 40s.
Then you can amass to yourself power because they got to be helped.
That's right.
So once a dictator figures out how to get power, then all he's got to do is figure out how to get some type of chaos or somebody hungry or somebody to create a class of people.
When he's saying he's trying to get rid of slavery, really what he's doing is he's creating slavery, folks.
Yeah.
You have to, if you're a policeman, you have to know the mind of a criminal.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We're just playing the righteous advocates right now. Holy Ghost cops.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the way that you call these guys out is you see them for who they are. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to tell the truth. And everybody sees the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. But what's behind these guys? Mm-hmm. Well, what's behind Barack Hussein Obama? Saul Alinsky.
That's right.
New students into this radicalism would be asked why they wanted to organize. They said that they wanted to, carefully listen, to help people. Mm-hmm. Alinsky would scream back, if you want to organize for power. Listen again. He said, we want to help people. Alinsky would scream back, you want to organize for power.
That's right.
Let me say it again. New students into the radicalism would be asked why they wanted to organize. They said, in innocence, before they were indoctrinated,
that's right,
we want to help people. Right? Mm-hmm. Alinsky would shout back at his students, you want to organize for power. Mm-hmm. Not to help people. You want power. Is everybody getting this?
Mm-hmm.
From the moment that an organizer enters into a community, said Alinsky, he said, he lives, he dreams, eats, breathes, and sleeps one thing. That is to build a mass power base for what he called the army. What he called an army. To do what? The demagogic standard of their revolution is to democracy. A democracy which upends all social hierarchies, including those based on merit. How do you do that? You use the media to vilify, to demonize. Little boy today in America stood up. He was asked to do an essay. He talked about how gay marriage and gay adoption of children is completely an abomination.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. So he did it. So what happens? He's called out because there's 42 couples in that school alone that had 42 sets of kids that had gay parents. How the folks, it's just, it's that
sick.
Oh,
that makes sense,
right? Right. So they're using the homosexuals against, and what are they saying? They're bullying, mm-hmm. right? No, what happened is this young man goes into the principal's office, and guess what the principal does to the young man that said it was an abomination, homosexuality? He bullied him. He scared him into submission. I'll tell you what that young man's got on his hands right now, an opportunity for a huge lawsuit against that principal in that school district.
Yep.
And he better do it.
Amen.
Because the righteous are standing behind him to do just that. See, this is what happens if you operate through fear. Remember what Douglas MacArthur said? Never take counsel from your fears, folks. You can't take counsel from your fear. When they oppress to the measures, of what they do is they make an accusation at somebody when, in fact, they're the ones trying to promulgate the very things they're making the accusation against the one that they're making the accusations against. So, in other words, they're saying, you're bullying, like they did with this little kid. What happens? He goes into the classroom, the principal's office, and what happens? He gets bullied by the principal.
Yep.
To what? Submission.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. Don't be stupid, America. As to what this individual's doing. He's using fear at every turn. We better do this or else. We better do this or else. We better do this. And on the other side, what is he doing? I mean, George Orwell said it best. Power is not a means, it's an end. One does not establish a dictatorship in order to safeguard a revolution. One makes the revolution in order to establish the dictatorship. You want me to say it again? Power is not a means, it's an end. One does not establish a dictatorship in order to safeguard a revolution. One makes the revolution in order to establish the dictatorship. That's exactly right. You have to think things through. And that's exactly what's going on. Back to Alinsky. Alinsky built his initial power base among the underclass and the urban poor. The call to make the last ones first is a powerful religious imperative, said he. Only a means to expand its political base. In other words, exploit and use the underclass and the poor. Can I ask you something, folks? Who promulgates and advocates abortion more than this black president does?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's think. Nobody. Did you know Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger needed a minister to shut down the black people, the more rebellious ones, as she said? Who's advocating abortion more than Obama?
What demographic is it going after?
The blacks and the Hispanics. The blacks and the Hispanics. Did you hear what I said? Blacks and Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what happens when they get their way. When liberty becomes licensed, dictatorship is drawn. It's drawing near.
Yep.
That's great. That's great. When liberty becomes licensed, In other words, they promulgate this through policy. They act like it's law, smells like law. But guess what, folks? It's got the color of law, but it's not law. When it comes to law, they don't want nothing to do with it. That's why they use the media to become a bunch of bullies through the media to oppress anybody that speaks out against their illegal agendas. That's why you have debate. We were talking about that earlier. Let me say it again. When liberty becomes license, dictatorship is near.
Mm-hmm. And what is license? License is permission. We don't have to get permission for our liberty. If all of a sudden now we need permission to get liberty, guess who's behind that? Who's going to give us permission then? Oh, I get it. The dictator gives us permission to feel liberated
right.
or not liberated.
That's right.
Now, this army that Alinsky's raising up, who are these type of people? We already realized that he dedicates his book to Lucifer. He wants to destroy all moral foundations, folks. The destruction is first aimed at values, structures, and institutions that carry those values and morals in society, because therein is the strength found. So the only people that are going to join his army are people that are, for instance, they don't mind taking a life. They don't mind two women getting married and destroying and polluting and raping the minds of our young people in public education.
And who are those people?
And
they're
who are
the uneducated,
supporting?
Underclass, and they are the poor.
That's right.
Said Saul Alinsky. He said, Saul Alinsky said, use the poor as a battering ram to bring down the system.
That's right.
This is communism, folks. Listen again. Use the poor as a battering ram to bring down the system. Saul Alinsky brought up the word democracy. So did you, Jake. Listen yep. carefully. The difference between a democracy and a dictatorship is that in a democracy, you vote first and take orders later. In a dictatorship, you don't have to waste your time voting.
Yeah, just get that out of the way.
Because now you just gave all your power and your sovereignty That's over right. to that one individual.
So
and what is he looking for, Jake?
We started this show by talking about they're not using the Constitution in the debates. So get rid of that. Get rid of our republic. Now we move into democracy, right? We see where the end of it is. We don't really even want to waste time voting. Go ahead, do your debates, blah, 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 blah. No standard. Now we come in and we start to create standards. I didn't hear the president reference the Constitution
no.
one time last night in the State of the Union.
He just wants to become the all-efficient one, doesn't
what,
he?
What is the purpose of his office? Is
he's,
it not to uphold the
he's
Constitution?
He's telling you about all the problems, so guess what? Mm-hmm. He can have the power to give you the answers.
Okay.
Harry Truman said this. President Harry Truman. This is great. When you have an efficient government... Listen again. When you have an efficient government, America, you have a dictatorship. Because you don't need to do anything anymore. Now you got your daddy.
Yep.
You gave up God
no more checks
for a dictator
else.
And a tyrant. And so you have it.
Yep. And
folks,
come.
We're going to keep talking about this again. Tomorrow we're going to pick this up. Saul Alinsky's student, Barack Hussein Obama.
Tomorrow we'll be in Washington, D.C., coming at you from the Family Research Council, downtown Washington, D.C. So tune in. We're going to stay on the same vein.
1-877-807-9977 for tomorrow's show. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Great show, dude.
Yeah.
That was great.
Good stuff.
It's very good
thinking.
Stuff. Yes. It doesn't get
this
any better than
about.
That. No, it really doesn't.